Time now for sports. Well, it's March, and that means that spring must be hovering around the corner somewhere, and nowhere is spring closer, perhaps, than in Florida and Arizona, where the zygotes of spring are playing hard and hoping to become the boys of summer. Ron Rappaport, Weekend Edition sports commentator, was in Florida this week, and now he's back home in Chicago. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Jackie.
So I guess we can say that winter is now officially over.
Well, that's what happens this time of year, Jackie. You know, for a lot of fans, spring training is as good as it gets. Nobody's lost any games. The players all look great. Sure beats being 20 games out in August.
What about the new Washington, D.C. team, the Nationals? They're creating quite a buzz this year, hey?
They really are. You know, Washington has driven two or three teams out of the city. I've lost count. And here the Nationals are doing, you know, a lot of excitement in spring training. And also, Jackie, back home, they've sold 1.6 million tickets in package deals. Individual game tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. And they're already assured of drawing more than the Expos, their former incarnation, did in the whole last decade. Which kind of brings me to the point of spring training this year. You know, the thing that struck me is what a big deal it's become. It used to be you could get tickets on the day of the game. Now it's like the playoffs.
Why do you think that is? Are people perhaps disappointed with what they see in the regular season?
You know, I don't know. I just think that there's a tremendous buzz for baseball, and I'm not exactly sure how to account for it. You know, all the talk about steroids, Jose Canseco, and all the rest of it was supposed to have turned people off. Well, you couldn't see it in spring training. I was in Fort Myers until a couple of days ago where the Red Sox play.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, they hadn't played a single game, and all their spring training was sold out.
I would have thought that the steroid scandal would have suppressed some of this.
Well, if you want to look at what's happening going into the season, the Cubs aren't going to have a single season ticket left by opening day. The Brewers sold 90,000 tickets Saturday, Jackie. That's double their previous best 4 years ago when they moved into a new ballpark. I just don't see any sense that the steroid scandal has affected people's hunger for the game.
There were rumors this week that two teams were tested for steroids. What do you know about that?
Well, steroid testing was supposed to start on a regular basis this last week. And every player in the game is supposed to be tested. And, you know, people say, well, the penalties aren't that great. It's a sliding scale. You have to fail three or four tests before the penalties really kick in. But the important thing is that the players that fail tests, their names are going to be exposed. People are going to know. And then we'll see what the fans' reaction is.
Thank you for speaking with us, Ron.
It's a pleasure.
Ron Rappaport is columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times and our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition. He joined us, as usual, from Chicago.